This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
It's time to chat some bollocks about fanny tits and bum.
No topic is off limit for these potty mouthed foul mums.
So tell us all your secrets, we like to share the truth.
About saggy tits and anal warts and ice cubes up your hoof.
No holes barred.
Oh, hello, puppets.
Oh, hello, Laura. I was just saying how much I bloody missed you.
Miss you always, love.
I don't like these long, prolonged gaps between us talking.
What are we going to do when I go to Thailand? That's 2 weeks, Victoria. I have actually thought about, I don't know what I'm going to do.
We could try and do a Zoom from Thailand.
I'd be in a different country to you. And I find that really hard.
Yeah. Oh, you'll be having a great time. I'm so jealous. Well, I want to go away. Anyway, how are you? How was your holiday?
Yeah. Yeah, all right. It was all right. You know, everyone survived.
Good.
I'm knackered.
Did you go down the water slide?
Oh, I went down the big white water slide. Yeah, fucking hell. So like it was Elliot and our nephew, and they were like, no, honestly, it's Auntie Laura, it's absolutely, it's fine. It's not that bad, this one, I promise you. And you know, you're like, why are you being so fucking nice? Like, it makes me feel uncomfortable. And then my ass literally took off from the slide and they both went, it's the worst one here! And like my legs just fucking catapulted apart because of the sheer velocity of the water. My labia just flopped straight out of my costume.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, of course.
I dolloped like a wet shit into the bottom of the pool. And I stood up and there was water up my nose. It's pouring out my nose. It's fucking coming out of every orifice.
Pouring out your fanny.
And I was, you know, when it's like, it's all in your eyes. And I was just
it's horrible.
Sort of staggering all over the place. And I staggered into this poor guy that went down the flume next to me. And my tip was just, it was in his face. It was just full on. Like, it was touching his ear. My areola was literally like, hello. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
And yeah, it was awful. It
sounds hilarious. What a treat for him to see your beautiful boobies.
I can only hope that he was blinded by the chlorine too. It was a bad moment for me. Very bad moment. My brother said to me, "Even I don't understand how these things happen." She was like, neither do I. Neither do I.
I'm not a fan of water at high speed coming at me.
You don't like
no
water,
thanks.
Do you?
No, I'm not good. I'm not a natural.
I am a bit of a thrill seeker.
Swimmer. Yeah. I would do it, I think, but I'd be scared. And like you, I'm sure the flaps would escape.
They had no chance. It was like a pair of seals' hands clapping.
Thank God both my children are so terrified of life right now that they wouldn't ever even attempt to go on one of those things.
Well, you know what? Toby used to be like that and he's now 7. So this might give you some hope. He would, you know, he would cling to us like a little limpet and would just travel everywhere on us. And during this week, he's actually learned to swim underwater.
Really? That's exciting,
just off his own back. Yeah.
Amazing. So, can your boys swim?
Yeah, they can now. I mean,
did they do swimming lessons or not?
Elliot did. Toby, unfortunately, like most second children, you know, he didn't get christened. We christened Elliot. No. There's a lot of things that Toby
missed out on,
swimming lessons included.
But he's learned to do it himself, has he?
Somehow. We just threw him in the pool and went, don't fucking drown.
Oh, that is the way to do it. That's the ultimate 80s way, isn't it?
It is the only.
That's what happened to my sister. Mum. Yeah. She literally just got lobbed into the deep end. Was like, there you go, survive. It took me so. I'm sure I said this before, but it took me so long to learn all of these skills as a child because I was very scared.
Me?
Yeah.
My friend's mum, she taught me how to swim. And obviously, I'm dyspraxic, so hand eye coordination is a real issue. Like what would be a normal standard challenge for other people is fucking exhausting because my brain's like, no, left arm.
Left?
But when I was learning to drive, and my driving instructor, he said, Laura, you are the only person I know that when I say check your blind spot, you check the back seat.
Just in case there's a murderer sitting there.
I can't help it.
That's so funny.
I can't get my head round the fact that I need to look out the window and not check for, you know, the invisible child that's on the back seat.
This is the same because Oliver, DCD is essentially a rebrand of dyspraxia, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing, but he's like that too. So it's in the swimming pool, my lad, you've never seen so many flailing limbs ever.
Yeah.
But big news for Oliver, he's learned how to ride a scooter.
Oh God. Vic.
Honestly, I wanted to cry my eyes out.
I feel like I'm going to cry. I mean, what an incredible journey for him to have gone on.
Because his sister has been bumming around on one for ages now. And she's just got a balance bike, which she's loving, which I took her to nursery on today, which I immediately regretted because it took us 30 minutes to walk an 11-minute walk because she was just going so slowly. And the thing is, Edith, she detects any sense of panic in me of like, come on, we really need to go. She slows down. So by the end of it, we weren't actually moving. We were just stationary and me going, okay, come on, why don't we be unicorns to get to fucking nursery? You know, like just trying to be so playful and fun, but I'm going to fucking punch your face in if you don't move.
Yeah, that was me this morning trying to get Toby to school.
So intense.
Oh my goodness, daddy's gone to the toilet. Let's quickly get dressed or I'm going to fucking smother you with your school clothes.
Oh, it's a daily battle. But yeah, so he's done it and I think she's really given him the confidence to get
That's
on it
amazing.
And do it. And we've been to the park a few times now with him on it and he's so sweet. He's just, he's such a little sweetheart. But yeah, I've got a funny story for you because, you know, I've been going to the gym now. Totally unrelated to this. So I've been going to the gym and I go to the spin classes mainly because I just really love
it. Oh my God, you're so hardcore.
I know, I fucking love it. And I've got my personal trainer as well. Oh God, I'm absolutely loving it. I don't think I can be without a personal trainer now. I mean,
they are life changing.
Absolute wanky thing to say, but
no, I love my PT.
It's brilliant. Amazing. Like she just pushes me so much harder than I would ever push myself. I couldn't walk for like 2 days last week because we'd done so much leg work. And this is essentially the PT session. It's her saying, "Okay, two more," and I'm like, "Fuck, fucking can't!" Like I just swear. Which she thinks is really funny, but anyway. On this subject of strange noises when you're exercising. I was in my spin class. Oh my God. There's this woman behind me. It's really intense, the spin room, because it's too small and they've packed it full of loads of bikes. So when I say the bikes are nose to bum, like it's almost like you're touching, I am pretty much face deep in some stranger's clunge. Just like when we have to bend over, because sometimes you have to do like a squat thing and bend over. And I'm like, that is your a-hole in my face. So there's
Don't
that.
Fart.
Don't fart. And also all I'm thinking is my fanny's in this woman's face behind me. I can't fart. But this woman, she was making the most like sexual noises.
Maybe she was about to come.
That's what I was thinking. It's like one more gear and she's going to climb out.
She was like, gear.
Like all this. And then you're like, oh my God, how is no one else noticing that this woman is actually flicking her bean right now?
She has a very active core.
She loved it. She absolutely, but it's so off-putting when you're trying to exercise.
I used to find that with yoga though. There was one person and you know, it's like the deep breathing agonal breathing. That's when you're dead. whatever you call it. And it's like, take a nice, deep, raspy throat. And she'd be like,
it's not necessary, is it?
And you know, when you're like, oh, I'm sorry. I know that I should be all about me right now. But that's unnecessary.
It is unnecessary. Yeah. Surely you don't have to make those noises. I don't get it.
And I want to laugh. Like
I did laugh.
I'm
I was
the
laughing.
Most immature person in the room, but
I was trying to catch someone else's eye, but pretty much no one gives you eye contact in my gym. So it's like, all right then. I'll just laugh about this by myself. But she was like really old because I needed to have a proper good look at her. Like
it's always old ladies. They don't give a fuck. They just don't give a fuck.
She was doing the spin class. She was giving it a good go. Obviously, she's giving it a good go. She was having the best time of her life, wasn't she?
Yeah. But PTs, though, they do, I call it a bee sting.
Yeah.
Not a bee sting, a bee sting.
A bee sting. Yeah.
Because you think, I've pushed myself, but they push you those two steps harder.
Yeah, and I would have like totally have given up way before.
Yeah, absolutely.
She allows me to. So, but I've already noticed, I've been doing it for 2 weeks, and I've noticed I've actually noticed a difference in my body because I'm not there's a meal plan that you can do that she, but I'm not doing that because no. You know, we've talked about this extensively. I am not ever going to be in the frame of mind again in my life where I massively restrict food. I'm just not going to allow that to happen. And at the end of the day, if you want to lose loads of weight, that's all you have to do. It's just basic science, isn't it?
Yeah.
What goes in, what goes out. But I'm doing more exercise and I much prefer that. So I feel better because I'm moving my body more. But yeah, I've noticed a bit of difference.
I also notice a difference in how I see myself. Like I think to myself, oh my God, I've lost so much weight. And I won't necessarily have lost any weight.
Yeah.
It's how I think, oh my God, I look amazing.
Yeah.
And it's just because I'm seeing myself differently because I'm working my muscles. The only thing for me, like my biggest hang up, and I don't talk about this, my biggest hang up is my tummy.
I maybe we have touched on it because it's mine too for
me. Yeah, I feel really insecure about my tummy. And I know the frustrating thing is people are like, but there's nothing wrong with your tummy. And you're like, no, but it's all about perspective. Yeah. It's how I feel about myself. And that's the thing that I really want to work on, as well as having big guns.
Strong arms. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I hate working my legs. I hate working them. Oh, I hate it, mate.
Really?
I hate it. And I really am horrible to Jules, my PT. she asked me to do some squats and I had to do them down to basically the ground. And she went, you're not going to where I've told you to. And no, I'm not fucking going to, am I?
Yeah, I know. I get well lucky as well. I'm like, I can't do this. Oh, my God.
All right.
I've always had quite strong legs because I've always cycled. So
yeah, you're a cycling cunt, aren't you?
I am. Still am. I've whipped the old bicycle out again. I've been cycling to the gym, haven't I? Because it just saves time to get there and get back. So yeah, I'm loving it. I'm loving gym life. It's great. Been to quite a few classes as well, like other ones other than spin. Lots of old ladies because I've got an off-peak membership because obviously I work from home and I mean I do this for a living, so I am able to go to the gym in the middle of the day and stuff on my lunch break in inverted commas. That's how I justify it to myself.
I'm going on my lunch break.
I'm going to go home
and eat 400 biscuits.
That is the major downside to the gym is that it just smells like sweaty ball bags and minge all the time.
It does.
And cheesy feet. You're like, oh, what?
It's the cheesy feet for me. Like sweaty ball bags is pretty bad, but the cheesy feet.
That makes me want to retch.
Well, it's just, you know, just fucking change your socks.
I know. Why do you go to the gym when you smell like an absolute rotten egg?
My feet have never smelt like that.
No, I've never had cheesy feet. I don't get it. Rob's feet can smell. Not horrific, but I can smell them. Because you know what I'm like? What's that? Someone's opened a packet of cheese and onion crisps 8 miles away.
So you've got the fucking nasal sense of a fucking field mouse, mate.
So this is a little... I don't know. I feel like... This is a story, but I'm not sure. Okay, so here we go. The title is Rectumless Rebel. Hello. What does that mean? Hi, Sags. Absolutely adore the podcast. Rectumless Rebel. It's gotten me through a tough year health-wise, and I wanted to thank you for that. Due to bowel surgery, I have had my large bowel and rectum removed, and the gaping hole was sewn up. It's affectionately called a Barbie bum. All ass, but no hole.
I've heard about this very recently, which I didn't know of until now.
No, I didn't know that was a thing.
It's called a Barbie bum hole. Yeah, Barbie bum. Barbie
and
hole.
Then do you have a colostomy bag?
If you're sewn up, that's a colostomy bag, yeah.
Okay.
But some people, they lose their rectum and their large intestines, and the bag is put on the inside, so they still poo.
Right.
But obviously, food passes through very, very quickly. That's like Crohn's disease.
Sure. Okay.
Basically.
Safe to say, I'm an oversharer. And when I used to drink, I had a habit of getting out said homeless ass for interested and sometimes not so interested parties. I'd whip my knickers down, bend over, spread my cheeks, peer between my legs and do a show and tell.
I don't even know what to expect from a Barbie bum.
Would you like to come out with the Rebel Mums Club?
And show us your bum hole. Or no bum hole, as it turns out.
Or no bum hole. I'm not really sure whatever possessed me to do this. Unsurprisingly, I don't drink now. Silver lining, though, I never have to do Valentine's anal. Well, I could, but it would just be like sliding a slippery hot dog into a week-old roll. And I'm... Unfortunately, that's not my Bella's thing. Thought this would give you a good laugh and keep doing what you're doing.
Can you imagine? Like, I wonder if, you know, when you need a shit, do you get the urge in your bum to shit, or is it just like meh?
I don't know. Maybe you wouldn't though, because surely you've got like nerves and things.
Can you imagine someone throwing your arsehole
out? Well, you'd be unconscious, so I don't think it'd be too bad. But I think it's the bit afterwards.
Too bad. Yeah, the fact that you've had your whole stomach removed, and I'm worried about your fucking bum hole being sewn up. That's the least of your fucking problems, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know how she pees then. She'll have to enlighten us. How do you pee?
It'll be a colostomy bag.
You rectumless rebel.
You rectumless rebel.
Yeah. She definitely needs to come and annoy out of us. She doesn't drink now though, but maybe she'll just soak up the madness of all the other crazy bints on the night out.
Potentially.
Yeah.
I've got a voice note, but I don't know what it is.
Oh yeah, let's listen.
Should we have a listen? See what it comes out as.
Morning, ladies. Story about the pooing on a one-night stand all over the room. Something similar happened to me when I was younger. Wasn't me, that'd be weird. My dad went out on a heavy drinking session and decided when he got home to go to the spare room. Me and Mum woke up about 3 a.m. and there was the horrendous stench everywhere. And he had decided that there were spiders all over the room that he needed to poo on to kill. So the entire house, all the upstairs, all the way around the corridor, all the way in the bedroom, was covered in shit, where he had pooed on these spiders to kill them that were there. Also, he'd been on the Guinness that night, so the smell was...
Oh, no. Not the Guinness shits.
Weird shit to your brain.
Fucking Guinness shits are the worst.
Is that all
he had in his system?
I think there might have been more than that, if he's imagining fucking spiders. And not only imagining them, but thinking, oh, I know how to get rid of these, I'll shit on them.
But also to drop ship on each individual spider. Like, do you know what I mean? That's like a nugget of spider, isn't it?
Also, but imagine the actual sort of like practicalities of trying to shit on a spider. It's never going to work. It's not a tactic that you can employ to catch a spider or to kill it.
You'll fail miserably.
Or maybe it's the
Spiders
same as
very
like
quick.
Popping a glass over a spider. It's a bit like that. Popping a turd over a spider.
Yeah, I know, but if you've got a squat over a spider to shit on it,
it's going to know.
The sheer reality is
shadow.
That spider's going to go, something's happening.
Yeah.
I don't trust this.
Even how long it takes for the poo to fall out the bum onto it.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
Really,
and imagine like
a little bit of a fright.
Do you think he said sorry?
It depends how convicted he was that he really was doing, you know, a service by trying to shit on these said spiders that didn't exist.
I mean, I thought it was bad when Steve got drunk and ruined Christmas. That I felt like divorcing him then. But if he'd shit all over the house because he saw spiders, I don't even know how I'd ever.
Do you ever, like, do you like spiders, or have you got a fear of them?
I hate them.
Yeah, me too.
I hate them.
Yeah. Well, are you too scared to get them out on your own?
Get what out?
Is there a spider in your house? Would you get it out by yourself, or would you get Steve to do it?
I think it very much depends on the size.
Okay.
You know, if we're talking a massive fucker, the likelihood is the boys and I will leave, and then we will not return
until the spider's gone.
Until the spider is, yeah.
Weirdly, I don't have a lot of spiders in this house.
Well, I don't like to say that.
Oh, just in case they're listening.
It.
I have
your house
ruined
is going to be, it's going to be
spider central.
Spider. They're going to be raving and fucking all over the place. Yeah, I don't like big spiders. Small spiders, fine. I can cope with those. I'm better than I used to be. It used to be a fucking nightmare. And as a kid, I wouldn't even, in the absolute depths of summer, even in my early 20s, when it was ragingly hot, no windows were allowed to be opened.
Oh my God, you lunatic.
Yeah, even in our house, I was like, no windows to be opened.
I woke up once. When I was still living at home, so I must have been relatively young, and it was kind of semi-dark, and I just looked up and I was like, what is that? And there was a spider coming down on its web towards my fucking face, and it probably got about an arm's length from my face, and I was like, and then obviously I completely panicked, and I tried to get a book to get it into to squash it, and it disappeared.
Oh, I wouldn't sleep.
No, and then I couldn't sleep because I like knocked it off its web, and then it just fell into my bed and I didn't know where it had gone. That was a night of sheer terror and horror.
How did you ever recover from that?
I don't know.
That's probably why you have terrible sleep, because of that spider trauma.
And I did also wake up to a spider running across my face as well. Yeah. That was not a good night. Both in the same bedroom. It was quite a spidery bedroom, to be fair.
Was it last year, the year before, maybe? And I was laying in bed and Steve turned the lights out and I just felt something on my thigh.
Oh my God.
And I literally like grabbed at it and threw it and I started screaming. Steve was like, what the fuck is wrong? And he like flicked the light. I was like, ah! And he was like, there's no fucking spider, Laura. And there it was on the floor.
Was it really?
I'd lobbed it, yeah. I was like, I told you there was a spider on me.
Oh my God.
I could just tell by the feel of it.
Yeah, of course, you know. You know, it's the eight-legged horrible feeling of
And the worst thing is like they can't hurt you.
I know.
What that's like,
I think it's because they're so alien to humans, if you know what I mean. Like there's nothing, I would never affectionately look at a tarantula and think, oh, that's cute. It just instills terror in me. But it's probably like a biological evolutionary thing of like trying to just stay alive and not get bitten by
I think it's passed down phobias from parents,
probably. Yeah, I try to be really chill like about them. Shit like that, you know. I'm like, oh god, mummy, this spider, oh it's okay, we love spiders. Kill it immediately. And Oliver be like, mummy, you shouldn't kill spiders. I'm like, yes I fucking should, mate.
The reality is I would shit on a spider if I felt like it would
save you.
It would save me, yeah. Why wouldn't you? You've got to do what you've got to do, babe.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So I put a request out the other day to ask if anybody had had a threesome.
Oh, yes. Hello.
And some people have replied back saying that they quite a few people have said they do. Or foursomes. How would a foursome work?
That's, yeah.
Is that an orgy?
I don't know. Maybe an orgy, no orgies, like six multiple, plus. I think. Yeah, six plus. I think so. It's a quadrupling.
Yeah. I think more than double.
Also, is it like, I assume then that it's another couple, right? You're a couple and they're a couple.
Yeah, I can't think of anything worse. There's a lot of dicks and tits.
Minges, yeah, it is.
Flying all over the place, isn't it?
I mean, maybe in a different relationship, maybe I would have entertained it. But in my current relationship, no. Rob's always like, oh, it's enough of a headache having sex with you, let alone introducing more people into it.
Enough of a headache? That is hilarious. Do you know, you can actually get, like, there are apps or dating websites, whatever you want to fucking call it, where you hook up for three.
Yeah, that one that we talked about, the Field one, FEELD. That's all like open relationships, isn't it? And
no, but as in
polyamorous,
like,
people and
there's
all the
one
rest
specifically
of it.
For threesomes.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
who
I would have done it back in the day, but not now. Not now.
I think we've already discussed, I'd only have a threesome with another woman. Yeah. As in, like, a woman and a guy. I wouldn't want two men. I don't want to be spit roasted. Anyway, so I've had one that says, hi, ladies. Yeah. In answer to your threesome question, it was with an FM couple. What does that mean?
Don't know.
Fragrance merch?
I'm not. Let's have a look. FM. FM.
Couple.
Let's see what it
says. Familiar couple? FM.
Oh, I don't even know.
I was single and it was something they had been keen to try for a while. I met them online and we met at an Airbnb for the night. I mean,
oh,
Jesus Christ,
an Airbnb.
Never thought about Airbnbs being a hookup place. We could be staying in Airbnbs carefree and they're just dripping with cum.
I always think that, though, about any place that we ever go and stay. I'm like, how many people have jizzed in this bed?
I always think that about, you know, those, the bed runners, like, just all hotels, scrap them.
Definitely.
They never get washed. They're gross.
Yeah, apparently.
Pillows.
I think it might just mean. It says here, it just means fuck me.
Fuck me, couple.
Or MFM is a session of sex involving two men and a woman. Mm. So maybe that's what it is. Oh, male, female, male. Threesome.
Oh, female, male couple.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's okay. It. There you go.
It was totally planned and everything was safe and conceptual. It was unfortunately a one-night stand due to distance, as it could have worked as an arrangement. Anyway, I really enjoyed it and would definitely do it again.
Oh, so she was the single person in that one.
She was the single person, yeah, in the thruple.
In the thruple. That makes it sound so unsexy. Oh, I had a thruple last night.
I don't know how I feel about it.
I it's one of those things, actually, where I probably think, I wish I'd done it, you know,
before. I was definitely into it in my 20s.
But then I don't know who I would have done it with, because I was never really with someone that, I think maybe I would have, like, if I was going to do it, I'd want to be that person.
Me too. I don't want to be in the relationship. No, I don't want to deal with the fallout of it.
Yeah, as like a single person and doing it that way.
I feel like it's like, it's not Fatal Attraction. What's that one where Demi Moore gets paid to fuck?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Robert Redford.
Something Night or something. I can't remember.
Is it?
Yeah, it's old school, that film.
Basic Instinct.
Mate, yeah, you can pay me to fuck Robert Redford. Yes, please.
I'd fuck Robert Redford now.
Yeah.
And he's like 90.
Yeah, he's like proper geriatric.
I know, but he
was
still
beautiful. Though,
oh, he was lush, yeah.
Oh, gee, I like a piece of him, please. I'll do an FM.
I'll just do anything. FM. FM just reminds me of those perfumes that people try to flog you.
Oh yeah, that's
you know,
what
you're like, oh my
it.
God, this is like Gucci, but you only paid £2 for it and you just smell like piss.
I'm in. Yeah, I couldn't do it as a couple, I don't think. I think my jealousy vibe too much. Is too strong.
But I also wonder when, I don't know, there's lots of people that are in open relationships, so that jealousy thing must be tackled. But like, I'm way too jealous and insecure.
I think it all depends how you do it, isn't it? It's the logistics of it. If you're in an open relationship and you go off and do stuff on your own, and so's your partner, don't think, for me, that's more like, I could tolerate that more than I could having to actually watch like Rob finger some bent.
I know. And also like the thing is, like, I'm so socially awkward anyway, that I just wouldn't, I know naturally it doesn't come to me to like know what to do. So I'd probably just be sat on the bed.
You
like,
just, you wouldn't
like...
stop talking. That's what you would do. You would
are
just
you having
fucking
a good time?
Talk.
Shall I could drink?
Yeah.
Steve, is this okay for you? Is everyone all right?
Does anyone need any lube?
Everyone having a good time? Yeah.
I always think as well, what happens like,
I wouldn't be able to cope.
The thing is with sex, right? So much of it, or the exciting part of it, is like the build up.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So then when that is over and you're like, you know, it's almost like the lust comes over your being and you're in this like lusty mist. And then obviously you have the sex part, and then it's once you've all climaxed or come or whatever,
no,
or not,
what
whatever,
do you do?
That is that bit afterwards that that's the bit that I'd be like, okay.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Do we leave now?
Yeah.
No. I don't know how I'd cope with that. I would also, I mean, yeah, I would be silent, because, you know, you and I react differently, don't we, in these situations.
How I just don't understand how you move on from that. You can't. And like me and you, we're not designed for it. As much as you'd like to think you are, you're not, mate.
Because no, I think
so
one and one is
awkward. And that's okay though. Like, we love you for being awkward.
I think I could probably tolerate it more with two men, to be honest, because I do find it easier to be I can read men better than I can read women, I think. So I think I could probably have a bit more banter with them after sex than I could with women. I don't know, that might be completely incorrect, but that's my instinct.
I think my instinct tells me that it would always end badly for me. My instinct tells me that it would be something I'd need even more therapy for.
Yeah, definitely.
And as I'm just about to go back into another form of therapy tomorrow, I would say that it's going to be a no from me.
Well, we did have that person write in that said that there were parents that like went to their school that were quite open swingers, and that they hooked up with loads of the other parents and they were all just getting it on like after play dates and shit. Like, what? Can you imagine that?
No, because like we're just about to go on holiday with our really good friends that we've met through the playground. That's where we're going to Thailand. And the thought of even seeing his penis, you know, or her naked, like I love them and I think they're great and amazing, but that's not where I want our relationship to go.
But how does that conversation happen, do you think? How
I don't
do you
know? There must be alcohol involved. You must be like, yeah. It reminds me of you. You know, because that's what happens.
No, sorry.
The TV show. Yeah, that's right.
You know
that's
that
right.
bit? And it's like, and then obviously it all ends up with someone being fucking shot with a bow and arrow. And...
Yeah, that's, hopefully that won't happen. That hasn't been happening. But
no,
to this, well, maybe it has. But let us know.
Who knows?
Have there been any bow and arrows involved? That would be me getting really jealous and then just going to get like a medieval weapon and shooting them with it.
I'd probably cry.
I think maybe. But yeah, I can't. That blows my mind that you would, that it's just quite like openly happening amongst parents.
I know that I couldn't do it with somebody that I knew really well.
That's what
because
I mean, yeah.
That emotional connection is so separate.
Oh God, you'd be writing them a card telling them how much you love them.
I couldn't. I can't see penis and I can't see vagina because then it's like it takes things to a weird level.
Oh God. So funny.
I couldn't cope with it.
I just need you to know.
But I love you so much.
That I can't live without you. And they're like, oh, for fuck's sake, we just wanted a shag, mate. We didn't want to
have this. It's just a
cock
in your
absolute...
love. Maybe once I've got rid of all of my traumatising situations, I won't be like this.
You'll be all right and you'll be able to do it. You'll be able to ding-a-ling on the dong-along whenever
ding-along,
you want.
Ding-along, dong-along. Something tells me that it's just built into my bones to be this way.
I just want to know, for those parents that like are openly swingers and like swinging,
yeah.
Like how does that? Yeah, like I just don't really know.
And also, do you just do it once,
or is it an arrangement? You know,
I've spoken to somebody, and it's a similar situation where, but it wasn't school friends; it was friends. So they would invite them round, and then they'd be like, "Oh, we're going to get into the hot tub. Do you want to come?" And then they just get naked. And then they got in the hot tub and the people that I know were like, because they're
okay.
Not swingers. It's almost like that unspoken, like, let's see whether they're into it. And they were not into it.
Yeah, I'm going to get a little bit of tit out and see how it goes down.
Yeah.
Is that how you test the waters?
Oh, God.
Is there some signalling? Or like you said, is it just that, do you reckon there's always alcohol involved?
Like
there can't always
be
alcohol.
Hole, like...
Yeah. Hey, guys. This is what we do. Do you like that? And then if you get it wrong and you initiate that, you know, conversation,
oh
whatever, send that signal out, and
well,
then
that friendship's over forever.
I know. But then you've got to see each other in the background all the time.
You've got to move town. You've got to move country. Nah, mate. I would homeschool.
Does so and so like? Does your kid want a play date with my kid? You're like, no.
And then I'll suck your husband's cock later.
I need to go on me.
It must be like a weird thing, you know, like we all have random conversations with people. Like I love a random conversation.
Yeah.
And I ask a lot of questions. It must be one of those things that just comes up. So, like, oh, you into swinging? Oh my God, yeah, I am. No worries.
Yeah.
We must be like that.
Should make an arrangement sometime.
Something. Like, oh my God, I just... Maybe you don't. Maybe you just drink and are just like, oh, hi.
Hello. Yeah.
Oh, hello. And I can't imagine ever getting to that point in my life. Yeah, it's awkward.
It's awkward.
It is awkward. I don't even know how I managed to convince Steve to have sex with me.
We definitely need to hear, if you're a parent and you're in a couple and you swing with other parents, like,
go to
your
what
school.
What would be a thruple? A fourple?
Thruple's threesome, isn't it? Because it's thruple three.
That's what I mean.
A quadruple.
No, quad. Oh,
quad's four. Yeah.
What if it was eight? Ooh. Octane. Octagon.
Octagon.
Isn't that the octonauts?
Yeah. Who fucking knows? We need to know about the parenting swinger world. Is there like a code word, a code phrase that you use?
Well, obviously, because swingers, it's the upside down pineapple.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Is there something like that?
Yeah, like it's an upside down,
something.
Eagle piggle or something.
Eagle piggle, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I would love to know. I find threesomes, I find things like that really interesting. And also, you know, we've spoken to somebody who had a sexual relationship with someone that he was married, wife was not interested in his sexual prowess and wasn't interested in what he liked, so gave him full permission to go off and sleep with other women to fulfill his needs.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. I'd be like, don't go! Oh, why are you telling me? And he's like, because you told me to. No, I didn't mean it. It was a test.
I think maybe it was a test. It was a test. I think maybe it's like one of those, though, is if you're at that point, then you really wouldn't mind. Because also it would take the heat off you. Like, if, you know, if one's partner is like, really needs that
like,
need.
Fuck Brian's out tonight. I've not got to worry about entertaining his penis. Someone else is going to do it.
Oh, dear. I just, if I want to, like, you know, deter Rob, I just put my fleece on. That's my new
it
penis.
It is a beautiful fleece.
Fucking hell, it's so disgusting.
That is a cock block and a half.
It is so rank and I love it. I've got this new, well, it's not even new. The thing is, I bought it as a pyjama set. I mean, who's wearing a fucking fleece to bed? I would die. I'm hot enough as it is.
How can but you cope with that under a duvet?
It came with pyjama bottoms from Asda. But I bought it last year when I went on that yoga retreat. So I was sleeping in a yurt in November. Yes. So I was like, I'm going to be cold and I'm only going to specifically wear it for this trip and then I'm going to burn it because it's disgusting.
And you never did.
Slowly but surely, it's come out more frequently and now it's just like a staple of my wardrobe.
Mate, it's like my cat flannelette pyjamas. That's what it's up there.
It's so, yeah, it's awful. And Steve
has some affectionate sort of remembering moments of those cat flannelettes.
I just look like my nan. That's what I think.
Definitely what a compliment.
Like I stole it off her and she's dead. Is that saying a lot?
Yeah, I literally took it from her grave. Come here, you dead bitch.
Oh my God.
Is it okay that I say that about your
dad? Yeah, it's absolutely fine. You can call her a dead bitch.
We're a dead bitch.
Oh, damn. Right, well, I think that brings us to the end of this.
Now, I have got another voice note, but should we save it?
Yeah, let's save it because we've done quite a bit there. That's enough.
It could be shit, so I'll probably forget where it is anyway.
Probably. So if you want to send us a story, we really would like to hear from parent swingers. I think it's
I just want to hear from dynamic. Anybody that has different kinds of sex.
Yeah,
do
we
you
need
shit
to,
into
what
tights?
We need to do. Oh shit. We need to get in contact with us and then we'll send you some questions to answer. Yeah. I think that's a good idea, isn't it?
Because maybe that could be what we put out on Instagram stories as a set of specific questions.
Yeah, I think we'll be surprised how many people do, you know.
Yeah?
Like so much fluidity, literally.
I'm gonna put something out on stories that says, are you a parent and do you
swing?
Do you do thruppling? Are you into thruppling?
Oh dear. But if you want to send us any other story, then you can just email us at noholesbarredpodcast@gmail.com. Or what else can they do, Laura?
Head on over to our Instagram page, No Holes Barred Podcast, and send us a DM.
She needs a poo. It's Valentine's Day coming up.
Of course.
Get your sex
shit,
toys for your minge in like 2 weeks, I think.
Fuck.
So yeah, go on over to or send actually links to your partner to buy some sex toys. There's a lot to choose from. You can
there
get a whole little
choose from.
Bundle either to titillate yourself on your own or
you
with
can
your
even
partner.
Get nipple clamps, which I can honestly say I'm not into. Tried them, don't like them.
Oh, you don't like them, do you?
I hate to sell them down, but yeah, I don't.
There's this
you know
really
when you're like,
thing
and the thing
shit.
Is, it's like these ones, like you had to tighten them up. So I'm like stood there like,
yeah.
Hang on, Steve. And like, then the next nipple. And I was like, yeah, I don't like it. Hang on. And then I'll screw them again. Like, it's a really beautiful moment. Real
I
sexy
think for
moment.
Me, I could pretty much pierce my nipple and not feel it because the fucking breastfeeding has like ruined any nerve sensation. I have no nerve sensations in my tits, very rarely. You have to like proper go at them.
Before I had the kids, my nipples were so highly sensitive. It was amazing. I loved it. Now it's like,
yeah, it's weird.
You could be tuning a fucking aerial with it.
Fucking
and you
ruins your body to know.
And I didn't even breastfeed, so even that, just the sheer. Fucking velocity.
It's like they
suck
some of the joy out of us, really, isn't it?
Well, they suck joy out of me daily, mate, and they're not even on my tit anymore.
I know. Edith is, metaphorically, fucking hell. Don't leave me alone. Yeah, all right then. So, yeah, get a sex toy, and we will see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. Hoo, 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 hoo.